I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Vertebrate fossils in the Southwest tend to be rare and fragmentary. In fact, it is exceptional for terrestrial animals to become fossilized at all. Think of where we find fossils. Almost always where a dead body would have been quickly buried, shielded from scavengers and the weather. And that usually means water-laying sediments. But why should this be so? Wander around in our desert for a while, and it may become apparent. Bones lying on the surface are not uncommon, but you'll seldom find a complete skeleton. Most often, you'll see the bones scattered widely, with some missing entirely, the signs of scavengers at work. Take a closer look at individual elements. Those that have been lying around for any length of time are being broken down by the elements, baked by the sun, soaked by rain, and blasted by wind-borne sand. Teeth split as their organic matrix dehydrates, and the surface of bones crack and flake. In short order, even by human terms, the remains crumble into the soil, indistinguishable from minerals that have never lived. I'm Florence Schwein.